time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The federal government is closed in the D.C. area on Friday due to weather as a powerful nor'easter lashes the northeast with destructive coastal flooding, winds, and heavy snow. On Thursday, the president announced his plans to impose new tariffs on steel and aluminum imports.
We'll probably have everything completed by next week. We'll be imposing tariffs on steel imports and tariffs on aluminum imports, and you're going to see a lot of good things happen. You're going to see expansions of the companies. I know that, David, you said you'd be expanding. Tim, I know you said you were expanding. You're
absolutely
all, pretty much all of you will immediately be expanding if we give you that level playing field, if we give you that help. And you're going to hire more workers, and your workers are going to be very happy. And again, what's been allowed to go on for decades is disgraceful. It's disgraceful. And when it comes to a time when our country can't make aluminum and steel, and I will tell you, you almost don't have much of a country. Because without steel and aluminum, your country's not the same. And we need it. We need it even for defense, if you think. I mean, we need it for defense. We need great steel makers, great aluminum makers for defense. So we'll probably see you sometime next week. We'll be signing it in, and you will have protection for the first time in a long while, and you're going to regrow your industries. That's all I'm asking.
A day after Trump held a bipartisan meeting on gun control and seemed to side with the Democrats on measures including more stringent background checks, raising the age for purchases, and more, Trump met with the NRA in the Oval Office and signaled to them that he had cooled on his plans. Chris Cox, executive director of the NRA's lobbying arm, tweeted that he had a great meeting with Trump and VP Mike Pence, further saying that both, quote, support the Second Amendment, support strong due process, and don't want gun control. It wasn't that long ago that Trump boasted about the size of his nuclear button. Now Russia's Vladimir Putin is getting in on the act. In the midst of a pre-election speech about the economy, Putin changed his focus to nukes.
But suddenly, the tone of the speech changed, and Vladimir Putin, the Russian president, started talking about these new, what he called, invincible missiles that have been tested in recent months and are now basically in service, or at least have been developed to the point that they can be used, including a hypersonic missile, a missile that travels many times the speed of sound, that can outpace the U.S. Missile Defense Shield, which is so maneuverable that the U.S. Missile Defense Shield cannot keep up with it. He also spoke about drones that have been developed, underwater drones that are capable of carrying a nuclear payload, and all sorts of other, you know, quite extraordinary military technology, obviously designed to sort of provoke some patriotism in the hearts of those who were watching this speech, not just in the parliament, but around the country as well, but also designed, I think, to deliver a message to the United States. And he made very clear that the path to developing this technology happened over the past couple of years. He said it was essentially a response to the deployment of the U.S. Missile Defense Shield in Eastern Europe and various other military developments in the U.S. He said this: they didn't listen to us then, listen to us now. So a kind of, you know, not so veiled warning to the U.S. not to mess with Russia and its new kind of terrifying arsenal of nuclear weapons.
An animation video of the Russian nukes showed missiles appearing to strike Florida. Trump held a White House summit on the opioid crisis on Thursday, an event the administration billed as a way to measure its progress in combating the nation's drug problem. He suggested that executing drug dealers could help solve the crisis.
We have drug dealers that don't, I mean, they kill hundreds and hundreds of people, and most of them don't even go to jail. You know, if you shoot one person, they give you life, they give you the death penalty. These people can kill 2,000, 3,000 people, and nothing happens to them. And we need strength with respect to the pushers and to the drug dealers. And if we don't do that, you're never going to solve the problem. If you want to be weak and you want to talk about just blue ribbon committees, that's not the answer. The answer is you have to have strength and you have to have toughness. The drug dealers, the drug pushers they're really doing damage. They're really doing damage. Some countries have a very, very tough penalty, the ultimate penalty. And by the way, they have much less of a drug problem than we do. So we're going to have to be very strong on penalties.
In the midst of all of this, Trump was up early Friday morning tweeting before 6 a.m.
Around 5:45 a.m. this morning, the president tweeted, Alex Baldwin, A-L-E-X, Alex Baldwin, whose dying mediocre career was saved by his impersonation of me on SNL, now says playing DJT was agony for him. Alex, it was also agony for those who were forced to watch. You were terrible. Bring back Daryl Hammond, says the president, much funnier and a far greater talent. All right, so he deleted that tweet about 20 minutes later and sent out one that properly credited Alec Baldwin, had no spelling errors, tightened up the copy just a little bit.
And that's a bit of What's News for Now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener funded, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.